The decay of American society is painfully evident. Just in case you somehow missed it. I don't know how could you. Inflation, gas prices, food prices, everything's just absolutely miserable. I'm losing my mind. And the president doesn't know where he is. Uh-oh, he's a conservative.
Sad. Very sad. Sad.
Then you throw TikTok into the mix. Then you get pundits who decide to dance in January about the blue skies that awaited us. And now we're looking dead smack at the darkest dawn. But in spite of all that, the teachers of America have been going out of their way to make sure that the students know everything about being trans, non-binary, and transhuman, and whatever other bullshit you can think of.
Okay. My gender is...
Rather than teaching the children. My God, I certainly hope I die before I become geriatric, because the kids today seem stupider than the kids I grew up with who ate paint chips for fun.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
Why?
Oh well, Venezuela, here I come!
Here, ladies and gentlemen. We come to the part of the program which is always my favorite, because it means something.
This video is sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends. Raid has taken over, and gaming will never be the same again. Raid is the first game to bring a true console-level experience to your phone. Raid added a new character to the mix, and one of my personal favorite legendary champions. From the High Elf faction, because she seriously looks like an ex-girlfriend who dropped me like a bad habit. Deliana is one of the strongest support champions in the entire game and can help your team get past many of Raid's tougher challenges. She possesses some great skill sets and abilities which will be helpful for all players no matter what stage of the game you're in. Raid's currently running an event for Deliana. It's called the Chase Event, where you can basically get the character just by logging in and playing Raid for 7 days. Between now and July 20th. The gifts keep coming. All new players, once you're in-game, just enter the promo code MyDeliana to get your hands on 50 XP brews that will instantly buff your character to level 50. And you also get a ton of silver! Raid has a Path of Light event going on, with special events every day, including an entirely new event for the Summer Solstice. And you'll be able to explore 3 branches of paths to get the rewards you want the most. On top of that, there are some awesome new champions coming out and a set of skins for the amazing Tundra Guilt Mollet. And if you click my link in the description or scan the QR code, you'll get a unique bonus gift worth $30. We're talking free epic champion Tayroll, 200k silver and 1 energy refill and 1 XP boost and 1 ancient shard so you can summon awesome champions as soon as you're in game. It's just that easy. Click the link in the description and I'll see you in game. This TikTok channel specializes in showing you just how far gone the kids are. But don't worry, they probably know their gender pronouns, and that's what's really important.
Can you name 3 countries besides the USA?
Well, she probably has a bright future doing OnlyFans, so what the hell does she need to know that there's more than 3 countries in the world? Holy Jesus Christ. Oh my God. I guess as long as you can count and spread your legs and pull your butt cheeks open, there's hope for tomorrow. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, false alarm, ladies. The recession's affecting sex workers as well. Guess we need more fry cooks. Still, I can't keep doing this. It kills me.
Wait, aren't countries in... No. Wait, yeah?
No.
Wait. Wow.
Do you know what year the U.S. was founded?
That I don't know.
You f***ing kidding me, dude. 1776. What's wrong with these kids? I mean, I was a bad student. But this is a whole other level. This is like, do all the kids have autism now? I know it's a trend on TikTok where everybody's like, I'm neurodivergent and I have autism. Maybe it's for real.
Take a guess what year.
You can do it, girl. Just think. Use that brain.
1965?
Yes.
1965! What the f***? I mean, Jesus Christ. The only thing I can remember 1965 for was the Ford GT40 Mark I. Oh, the Fastback came out in 65. Nice. That was a memorable year if you're a car enthusiast.
Do you know how many continents there are?
No, I'm stupid.
I like a woman that's honest.
Take a guess.
I think there's 7 continents, but it could be 8. But then again, I could be sitting here and thinking like the 8 wonders of the world and f***ing myself up.
Yeah. No, I'm stupid.
No, you know this. Take a number.
50?
Clever girl.
50. 50. No way. This can't be real. You know something? With the way America is now, I guess it makes sense. There's a lot of times I sit there and I go, people can't be this stupid. And I'm on Twitter and I'm like screaming this in my apartment. They can't be this stupid. But apparently so.
How noble in reason, how infinite in faculty, in form, in moving, how express and admirable, in action, how like an angel, in apprehension, how like a god. Surely you don't see your species like that, do you? I see us one day becoming that, Q.
4 years! 4 more years!
Do you know how many months make up 1 year?
Is it 12?
I'm surprised she knew there's 12 months in a year. I remember when Alenity was on, like, was on stream, and she's like, guys.
1 more month until a whole year.
Kenji? Kenji, you don't know how many months there are in a year. Kenji? Kenji? Kenji, a year has 24 months!
Nope. Yeah, do you know what the first month is?
September.
Wait, what? Wait, play that again.
Yeah, do you know what the first month is?
September.
The first month of the year is September? How do these people... I don't get it. There's no way the school system could be this bad. It can't. Yes, it can. What am I talking about? I see it all the time. I see teachers running around looking like Fallout 4 characters with neon colors and stupid little outfits talking about, oh, my students validated me and my gender misnomers. And then the kids are running around and they're like, there's 12 months of the year and it starts in September.
I'm stupid, no?
The girl is antagonistic towards him for her own inability to think.
September.
No!
Do you know how many continents there are?
There's at least 30. I know that.
30 continents? Oh my god.
At least 30.
What's 3 times 3 times 3?
18?
What country is Mount Rushmore in?
Vermont.
Vermont?
Yeah.
Did he really? Just ends it with like, you got it, dog.
You know what country Mount Rushmore is in?
Can she respond to?
Antarctica.
Antarctica? They're like, how old are they? They gotta be like 13. I don't expect a 13-year-old to know anything in this day and age.
No. Wow. No. Like, okay, like, maybe, like, I don't know.
No, you know, take a guess.
Russia.
Mount Rushmore's in Russia?
What country is Mount Rushmore in?
Canada.
Canada. This has got to be fake. I can't do this anymore, dude. How much longer? I give up. I can't even make jokes anymore. The fact the black dude's like Canada, he's got a smile on his face, like, what do you think?
Yes. Yes.
Are you stupid? Are you stupid? It has the President of the United States on it.
It's Canada.
Biggest ass Canada.
It is Canada.
It is Canada.
You're dumb as
Whoa, really? Really?
It's Canada.
Bro, it's this one.
No, it's not. It's in Mount Rushmore. It's in Vermont.
Vermont
is in the U.S.
There's so many layers. The fact he says Canada. Then he moves to Vermont, like Vermont is part of Canada. But then technically Vermont isn't far from Canada if you wanted to cross the border. But my head hurts. It hurts. I can't even make a joke of this. Those are adults. Those aren't little kids.
How long is a quarter of an hour?
I don't even know. That's it.
Quarter of an hour, bro. Half an hour is 30 minutes, playboy. You cut 30 minutes in half, that's 15 minutes. Come on, dog.
A quarter of an hour?
Yeah.
Why is he doing this? Why is he sitting there going like, yeah? It just like reaffirming these people's stupidity.
All right, next question, next question.
No, guess the number.
I don't know, bro.
Guess a number. 0 to 60.
Say it again. 0 to 60.
What's a quarter of an hour?
50? I don't know.
Yes.
Nah, I'm done. To hell with this, Stu. I can't even make jokes no more. Oh, my head. It hurts. It genuinely hurts. Don't put your kids in public school. That's what this video basically says. If you have kids, do not put them in public school. You will have retarded children that will make bad decisions. They will vote for people who don't know where they are. No wonder, like, for real, I'm not trying to be political, but, like, the White House is really pursuing TikTok stars to appeal to young people. And this is why. Because they don't know nothing. It's easy to trick somebody who thinks a quarter of an hour is 50 minutes. It's easy to trick someone who thinks Vermont's in Canada. Or they think Mount Rushmore's in Russia. You can manipulate these people. They don't know nothing. That's how you win. You get the stupid on your side. That's how the church won back in the days. You got the dumbest people to believe whatever you told them. I get to wear this big ass hat and all this gold because God said so. You're like, well, I can't argue with him. The Lord said. But remember, don't be greedy. Don't covet thy neighbor's money nor wife, but give me the money because we need the money because the Lord needs us to fix the church because it's God's house. What's the Lord need money for? Shut up and give it to me.